Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive ahead of the Cavs and Warriors. Big matchup. Yes, it matters. No, it doesn't matter that much. Is that the right way to put it?
That's the right way to put it.
All right. We have thread the needle on that.
It matters a ton, but it also doesn't matter that much.
So we also have to get to, at 4 o'clock, Browns fans, it's okay to admit we're jealous. Let's just have some honest moments together. We can do this. We can get through this season together as one. They can't break us. They already have.
They can't break us.
But I think it's interesting, you know, ahead of this game, you know where I am on expectations. I know where they are. I know where we're going with this. Right now, man, I got to tell you, every time we talk expectations, it just seems a way that we can set some sort of precedence so that if they lose three straight games 3 weeks from now, that we can kick them around a little bit for not meeting expectations, even though those expectations are playoff expectations.
I feel like we get earlier and earlier with each team, with each season, when it comes to these expectations.
Oh, this is 100% because of the 9-0 start.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because we can't just enjoy 9-0. No,
they were 8-1, would we have a different storyline right now?
Yeah, depending on where the one was.
Because I think they might.
Yeah.
I think they generally might. Just one loss would have been like, all right, we can fade the Cavs into, it's a nice Friday night, we'll be able to watch it and enjoy it. But because they're 9-0.
If they started with four wins, then lost the game, and lost the fifth game, and then won the next four games, we'd be like, ah, okay, nice matchup tonight. But because the Cavs are undefeated and there's a streak on the line, and this isn't like a Cleveland thing, I think it's like a big picture thing. Well, I think this is just kind of how we do sports in America.
And they're also getting a lot more attention because it's 9-0-2. You win nine straight games, you get a lot of the national media to pay attention, and people like, when they look at the NBA.com standings, they like to see W9.
So while we're talking expectations, what's bringing up this conversation again is, one, I think if the Cavs win tonight, it's going to send people's expectations into overdrive. Agreed? Not yours and mine.
Yeah, okay. We got to differentiate between the two here for sure, because my expectations won't change in the slightest bit. I don't know. I think the Boston game is the one that does it for a lot of people.
Oh, so that'll be it'll be great if they were undefeated for that, because in no way will people overreact to a win or loss against Boston if you've got a chance at history. I think that's right, though. I mean, I think those are the two games in the first 15 games of the season that I think people are really going to put a lot of pressure on.
I mean, I think there is something working with the idea, Nick, that Golden State, still for a lot of fans, Cavs fans, they haven't adjusted themselves to what Golden State is right now. Because they're looking and they're seeing a good record, and you'll see Steph Curry on the floor, and you just think that they're a really good team when they're not supposed to be anything this year. Like, what they're doing right now is incredible, but they're not supposed to be anything close to this.
So you and I were both, I think the Eastern Conference Finals is where this has to go this year. I'm a little more lenient saying, well, okay, Eastern Conference Finals, but the context does matter. Like, who was your second round matchup? Last year, you got beat by the eventual NBA champions, and you lost Donovan halfway through that series.
Right.
And you fired Jimmy Bickerstaff, which you should have done a year before.
But Boston, I think, is the only one that we can say you got a bad draw.
No, 100%.
I don't want to do this a few months from now, and it's like, oh, but you drew Joel Embiid, and he's just really tough. It's like, I don't want to do that.
See, I think that's putting too much stock into the Sixers early.
Ends up being, though, you know what I mean? Like, it could be Embiid, it could be Giannis, it could be anyone. Like, there's a lot of different...
But those are guys that can take over a series.
For sure they can, and they can win all those. But again, if we're going to put the expectations as of right now that it's Eastern Conference Finals, then we can't turn around and just make up whatever boogeyman pops in front of us and say, well, that was... that was an impossible task to get over.
I think you're backing yourself into a corner that you don't need to. I mean, I think we can be real of...
I do back myself into corners often, so let's go down this road.
Everyone says he's Mr. Cornerbacking guy, and we're like, don't be that guy, but he is that guy.
I just insist on it.
You just insist. He's like, I'm going to back myself into this corner.
It's more fun to me to try to figure out how to get out of it.
On CBS this fall, but it's a Chuck Lorre show, and it's awful. but all Chuck Lorre shows are awful. But, I mean, I do think, like... But you and I, we're in the same vicinity. Which is, we have to see how the next 72 games play out, and then, like, but this idea that anybody's expectations have changed because of 9-0 is kind of wild. And the Morning Boys were not in today, so Spencer and G. Bush were in for them. Spencer German, the Germanator,
and Big Circus, guy G. Bush.
Is that a nickname?
That's his new one. I love it. I crack up every time he says it. Big Circus.
Well, I like it now. And they set the bar for this Cavs team this morning.
The bar for me is the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, you got to get there. But if this kind of continues, if this run continues, even if it's with a loss thrown in tonight, when do you change those expectations, whatever your expectations for the team might be?
My expectations was always Eastern Conference Finals. It doesn't change my perspective on it.
All right. I don't know, man. So that is a small taste of a segment that it sure feels like we're putting...
Are we changing? So would we change from Eastern Conference Finals to the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything they can do in the regular season that should change that.
I agree with you on that.
Like, do I think they can put themselves in a better position to shock the world and do that? Sure. It's called get the number one seed, right? But some of that is involved in what happens in the rest of the East. Some of that's involved in what do the Celtics do? Do they have a prolonged struggle? Also, how healthy are you, right?
Which was a problem for this team last year.
Well, I feel like we've had stretches the last couple of years where it's everybody, mm-hmm. Somebody's taken a turn, mostly Darius getting punched in the face. But I think like the way that I heard it today, like, I'll be honest with you. It just feels like we're starting to ramp up. For the first time this team loses three games, we're going to lose our mind. And I just kind of want to remind everybody, like, the expectations aren't here to remind ourselves of the expectation every single week. They're here to say, hey, where were you in middle of October before the season started? And then let's talk again in, like, I don't know, February.
I'm trying to get it right here. So, like, you know how you go to a restaurant and you've been told it's got the world's best pizza. And then you go to the restaurant and because you've been told for months on end, it's the world's best pizza. It's got no chance of actually being the world's best pizza.
Yes.
Because it's just too high. Are you saying we're doing that with the Cavs now? Where we've kind of, in nine games, we've just taken them to a spot that is, it just seems almost... It's not even really achievable for them to get to.
I'm just saying it's ridiculous nine games in, no matter what your record is, to be like, so about the Eastern Conference Finals. That's so far away. Like, we are almost half a year away from the NBA playoffs. So this idea that when they could have started 1-8, and I wouldn't have reason. Well, okay, maybe 1-8 is a little bit heavy because I think people are doing that with Milwaukee. They're trying to get Giannis out of there.
And they made a change last night in the rotation. They won by, 20 or whatever it was. Lillard looked great, and they're like, oh, we're back to the race.
But to what you said, if they were 8-1, nobody would be digging in being like, hey, remember when I did or didn't tell you? Because that's the funny thing. There are people right now saying Eastern Conference Finals is the bar who weren't saying it 4 weeks ago. Who are now saying they were saying it 4 weeks ago.
My only problem is when you raise the bar to something like that, Nick, is that then if they don't hit that bar, then you do have to hold them accountable.
But what does that mean?
That means you have to see some changes.
Do you understand, like, that's the insanity of where we are with the expectation thing in November when they're 9-0? Like, this, because you're right. You are following the logical plane of existence. So I'm not trying to say you're wrong. You are correct. But that's the point of where I'm like, what the hell are we doing? Like, expectations in the NBA, especially for a team that has won a bunch the last couple years, even in the postseason, like, okay, yeah, they didn't get to the NBA Finals last year, but, like this team has had success. Whatever you said 4 weeks ago should be the same, but this idea of, well, when are we going to change it? You're not. You shouldn't.
No, but there is a part that is a disappointment with this team. Like, there is, I mean, like, you can get to a spot where they do end up disappointing you.
Like, so meaning, like, if they lost in the first round.
You lose in the first round, yeah.
Okay, who'd they lose to?
Well, okay, so this goes back to our it depends on what side of the bracket you're in and everything else like that. Yeah. Like, because I think we're eventually going to get to a spot. If they lose in the first round, they're going to turn around and say, "Oh, you lost to Joel Embiid, you lost to Giannis, you lost to one of these players that can take over a round." And I don't agree with the idea that all we can just bypass because you lose to Giannis is a thing that just happens, and we can't expect anything more. Because then you're telling me we can never beat any of the premier players, and we should just only beat up on teams that don't have a premier potential future Hall of Famer. And then at that point, then we're never going to do anything in the East.
But that's where I think people are backing themselves into a corner. I don't know who the trouble teams are. What right now, if you said, all right, there's one team that you, there are no changes if you lose in the first or second round, it's Boston.
It's really the only one, but you can say right,
yeah,
now.
But if we had asked people 9 games ago, they would have said the New York Knicks because they traded for Karl Anthony Towns. Maybe not in Cleveland.
I wouldn't have said it.
But nationally, if you had said Knicks Cavs, people would have taken the Knicks in like 6 games.
Well, I mean, you see my friends in the desert, I think they have the Cavs as like the 8th best championship odds right now. Like they haven't made any adjustments.
Yes. But I think that's so okay, who are the, I'm going to assume there's like 3 Eastern Conference teams ahead of the Cavs, maybe 2.
I'd have to pull up the list, but yeah, okay. But I think that's a fair assumption.
But like, I guess my point is, my expectations were what they were 9 games ago. And the regular season is about, okay, can we see a team that by
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By March, has gone through 3 different iterations of what you do well. You're going to go through some times where you haven't played your best basketball. This is not me telling you that the regular season doesn't matter. It is this correlation between the regular season and expectations is insincere until we get a big enough picture for the NBA that you can go, well, maybe the Sixers are just stink on crap. Maybe the Bucks really are up you-know-what creek. But until I know what the other teams were supposed to be good, until I see even Paolo Banchero in Orlando make their way back when Paolo gets back from this injury, until I see that, you're like we're just inflating certain things because the Cavs are 9-0. And that's where I just hate the weaponization. It is the Guardians thing. You called this yesterday. It is the Guardians thing to a T of, well, you were 800 ball club or 700 ball club in 80 games into the season, and everybody reset their expectations 3 times over, right? Which makes sense because nobody started that season with expectations.
Right, right.
This team, you did. But the idea, there's the insincerity, though, of some people saying Eastern Conference Finals when they didn't say it a month ago that does bug me just a skosh.
I mean, listen, I'm not keeping receipts on what the expectation were for any person prior to the season, so I have no idea. But I think a lot of people.
I didn't know I had to.
Well, you said, I mean, a lot of people were saying. What were people saying entering the season?
I mean,
by their own expectations, the Cavs put Eastern Conference Finals in everyone's mind because all they've ever done is teach us this linear growth. It's a big buzzword around them because it's the one that comes out of Kobe Altman's mouth all the time. And the linear growth would suggest if you won a playoff series last year and got to the second round, then the linear growth would be winning a second series this year, ergo ending up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Or being much more competitive in the second round of the NBA Finals.
They in many ways put this on themselves. By talking the way that they've talked throughout this entire stretch of having Donovan, they've set up everyone to believe Eastern Conference Finals this year is the goal.
But linear growth isn't just win one series, then win 2, win 3. It is about competitiveness. And even though there were 1 or 2 games where you felt like the Cavs were competitive, they were competitive for 3 quarters instead of 4. They were competitive in in the fact that they didn't get blown out from the time the ball tipped off, I do think that this is where the wiggle room is. Depending on who you face in that second round, how it looks really does matter.
But I think if it's not Boston, it'll be interesting.
But I think you're only saying that because Philadelphia and New York sucks, which, again, I just feel like it's a circular thing of, well, yeah, we're saying that
I think Boston might legitimately be on a generational run to come. I put every other team. I didn't put New York in that category. I didn't put Philadelphia in that category. I didn't put Milwaukee on that category. There's only one truly special team in the NBA to me right now. That's the Celtics. That's why they fall in that category.
I feel like that was like a
Freudian slip. Yeah, not at all. No. Not in the slightest.
No, not a Freudian slip. It was just, we've talked so much about the Bucks because they were going to be the team we feared for so long. It was just like, it was left in there from 2 years ago.
I looked it up. I went to a different site than I typically do. The Cavs, according to this site, are not even eighth like they were yesterday. They're 10th best odds to win the title.
How many teams in the East are above them?
You have Boston in front of them. You have the Knicks in front of them. You have the 76ers in front of them. And you do have the Bucks tied at the same odds at plus 2,200. So technically they're ninth. They're ninth, but the Bucks are tied at nine with the Cavs there.
So if Vegas is saying that, shouldn't that be some of the wiggle room? Again, because we're talking about something from like 6 months from now. But if Vegas is
is Vegas does not have emotion when it comes to this stuff. Yeah, Vegas is just like, this is what we believe. They're all data.
I feel like we need to put that. We need some sort of expectations whiteboard that we just put up there, and so we can remind ourselves when we get too high on the horse or too low. And I don't know. Can you get low on the horse?
I don't know that the horse is shrinking. You get lower.
I feel like maybe that's not fair to the horse.
Put him in sand or something.
Kind of felt bad for the lady. Kind of felt bad for the horse. But I think this is more about keeping ourselves in check, because if we don't, we're not going to enjoy this the way we should. Like, there is only so much the Cavs can do. They're doing what they can. They're winning regular season games. It's awesome. It's fun. But they're going to lose some too. There's only so much they do until we get to the playoffs. So the idea 9 games in, we're like, I mean, I've been an Eastern Conference Finals guy. Like, there's actually audio of you and me saying that. But at the same point, every time they win a game, I'm not like, I think now it's the finals. And then if they lose 3 coming
and then
up,
then you bring it back
I'm
down.
I'm going to be like, yeah, I think it's the second round. I've been saying this for a while now. I think it's the second round.
No, I think we've stayed consistent with what I believed to be the Cavs messaging the entire time. I've stayed with their expectations. But the beautiful thing about staying with their expectations, if you fall short of those, I do get to hold you accountable.
You just like slapping people around occasionally.
It's fun for me. It's my pastime.
Recommendations, do you use them? I think JP's onto something here next on 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.